Hi, this is Larry London. We welcome you to Border Crossings. Today, we are joined by the lead singer from a group called Course, and we're going to get into more about what the band's all about and what the new album, which is called Tight Feathers, is all about as well. We'd like to welcome to the show Jess Robbins. Jess, it's nice to have you on.
Hi, thank you. Nice to meet you as well.
Now, I see one of the descriptions of your group's sound as dream pop. Can you explain what that means?
Oh, yeah. So I think, I don't know, genres are so weird because, you know, it could be like dream pop is a spectrum of different kinds of songs. But I think it's just like very, there could be a lot of synth or just a lot of like soft sounds that are like almost dreamy and, you know, it can be slow, but it could also be kind of upbeat, but there's like kind of this like bubble of dream around it. Do you know what I mean? Like what you think about when it's like a very hard genre to pinpoint, but yeah, that's what I think about.
Wow. It sounds quite abstract. How would you guys describe Course, your sound and your music?
Yeah, so I'd say it is very synth pop-y, but with like an underlying, you know, the songs can be, I think, taken a few different ways. There's so many, like I could play it as a folk song, I could play it as a rock song, but for this record, we really made more like an electro pop kind of dream pop album where it's a little bit more, you know, just intricate sounds and different electric sounds. Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. So you try a lot of experimentation is what it sounds like. You combine a bunch of different sounds, different instruments, and create that that dream effect. So we're glad to have you on the show, Jess. Now, what the name Course, where did that come from? How did that originate?
So it's very hard to come up with a band name when so many, it's like a company name or just any kind of title name. It's just very difficult. Everything's been taken. We went through a million different things. You would think like the most random name has already been taken. And so we ended up with like three options. I don't remember what the other two were, but Course was not taken. I liked Course because it was like, a course could be, you know, a class. It could be a race course. It could be like a coarse piece of hair. It could be, you know, there's so many different, like, you know, different kind of words or definitions of that word that I thought that was really interesting to have a name that people could interpret whatever way they wanted to. And I like the idea of like an open course, you know, and just being able to, you know, make music in different ways with the album sounding different maybe each time.
Mm-hmm. And so you had a solo career before becoming the lead vocalist with Course. Yes. Which featured Jamie Sewell, I guess is the name?
Semmel, yeah.
Semmel. And so is it just the two of you, or what makes up the group Course?
Yes, for this album, it was just the two of us, and then our producer, Kyle Andrews, who I met, and we really hit it off and musically. And so my last record did a full band where we recorded in Texas and, you know, kind of laid down the drums and the bass. And this time it was just Jamie and I to kind of work on these songs with Kyle to make a more electronic sound and not, you know, be able to work remotely with someone who is far away. There's a lot of time and cost with like booking you know, dates in for many days to record bass and drums. I like that we could get a very similar sound just through electronic drums and different things like that. And I just wanted to try it that way with a new album. And it was really fun. I wrote a lot of the songs with Kyle, which was really different and fun. So yeah.
And we're talking with Jess Robbins from the group Course, and we're going to ask if you do a song for us. I'm sure that everybody's built up the anticipation of a song. So what are you going to do first?
So I'm going to play The Lever, which is one of the first songs I wrote on this record, and I wrote it with a friend from LA, my friend Mary Pat Farrell. During COVID, a long time ago, this is kind of a long story, but I'll just do it quickly. A long time ago, I played guitar for an all improv group, a girl group in Chicago at the Second City Theater and the IO Theater. And I really got connected with that community and had, some friends. And then when COVID hit, one of them had moved to LA because a lot of the job opportunities, once you finish improv here, been on like a stage, you go to LA or New York, and they all moved there. And during COVID, they invited me to be part of a trivia group. So it was a lot of actors and comedians from LA on this group, which was super fun. So every Monday we would meet and do trivia. And Mary Pat, who was on the Second City, I believe in Toronto, on the stage there, she's an amazing actress. She's on 9-1-1, that show, and she's been on that. She's been on the new Night Court show, and I just love her. She's a singer-songwriter too, and an actress. And we decided we wanted to collaborate on a song, and that is this song, The Lever. And I just love it so much because of working with her, and she's such a talent, and I just like admire her a lot. So yeah.
All right, let's check it out. Here are Chorus, and this one is called Lever on Border Crossings. And it's Chorus, and that is called Lever.
Believer, yeah, but
and so a very interesting song, and I like the sounds, how you blend things together, you know, on the song. And you had mentioned before we played it that you had been a part of Second City. So are you a comedian?
No, I wish. No, I do like comedy, and I don't think I played music for an improv group, so I improvised music while they did the funny things. So I would just be on the side playing guitar, and they were a musical improv group, so they would make up songs with the chords and the music that I created on the spot for the first time ever in front of lots of people.
Wow. And so are you still in Chicago?
It is a great city. I love Chicago. A couple years ago, I was like, the cold's too much for me. It's so freezing here. But then I was like, you know what? It's like, I feel like it's like tough, you know, you're like tough. If you can live in Chicago during these like 30 below days and just tough it out, like, I think it's good for the skin and for the health.
Good for the soul, you know.
Yeah, good for the soul. Good for writing.
When I talk to the international audience, they have no idea what lake effect means. And so I have to explain, because I'm from Detroit, where we're surrounded by water. Chicago also has lake effect, and that causes a lot of snow and drifting and stuff, you know, like that. Cold temperatures below zero. But yeah, Chicago is a great place to be. A lot of restaurants, a lot of things happening. And I'm sure you visit taco restaurants frequently. You said when you recorded the album, you laughed, you danced, and you ate a lot of tacos.
Yep. Yeah, there's great Mexican food in Chicago and tacos. And there, by the studio where we recorded the vocals, there is a great taco place. So we ate a lot of tacos because it's like really all
the time. Have you performed out of the country? Have you been international yet?
Not for these records. I have performed in Paris years ago, but not recently. I have not been out of the country. I'd like to go out of the country, but
What is the plan for touring for the future, of course, now that you have the new album out?
Yeah, so, you know, because it's just Jamie and I, we're just going to do like small micro tours or, you know, things around Chicago or in the Midwest for now, maybe go out to LA because we did a lot. We filmed a music video out there and we have a lot of friends, family out there, which would be really fun to be in California. So
which video did you film out there?
Too Busy for Feelings.
Oh, Too Busy for Feelings. I was just reading about that. That's frenetic energy and of everyday life, with the idea of feeling emotionless, is what it said.
I was in therapy. I'm in therapy. My therapist told me that I'm too busy for feelings. And instead of dealing with that, I wrote a song about it instead. So I thought it was a great line. Too busy for feelings. Because we're just so busy these days that it's hard to, I think it's a very relatable sentiment in that a lot of people are just rushing from one thing to the next. And it's hard to actually like, you know, internalize like what's happening and deal with those emotions because you can just keep going and going. And so we kind of wrote that song in that vein of like, you know, you just can be too busy to even feel these days.
That's amazing. And, you know, I mean, I guess music can be therapeutic to not only the listener, but to the writer and the singer of a song, where there's a story and it can be personal that you're telling your story. It's very therapeutic.
Yeah, I think it is. It was very therapeutic. And the song was really fun to make. And then the video was really fun to make as well, because I had all those improv people I talked to you about, a lot of those from trivia and from my days in Chicago who live in LA, were starred in the video.
Jess Robbins, would you do another song for us?
Sure. Yes, I will do I Called You Late Last Night, which is the first song that I wrote for this album and this new album. And it is I actually play it as a rock song. Like, we played it for a long time as like a very kind of louder rock song. And then for the record, it's much more like a quiet electronic song, but it has a nice build to it. So this will be an acoustic version of that song.
All right. I called you late last night.
Yeah.
All right. Here they are, Course on Border Crossings. It's Course. Jess Robbins is the face of Course, the voice of Course, for the most part. Your partner Jamie is also a vocalist and also probably joins you as well. And I hear you've got a lot of great harmonies on this new album, which is called Tight Feathers as well.
Yes.
And yeah, so tell me what Tight Feathers, what does that mean?
It's a line in the last song on the record, Fur Coats and Bars, which is the last song on the record. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, metaphorically speaking, that's what Tight Feathers is all about, the basis for it. But, you were named an artist to watch in 2021 by one of the many broadcast magazines and periodicals that are experts on the business. And I was just wondering if somebody came to you and said, okay, Jess, are you a singer, songwriter, or a songwriter, singer? What would be your first passion, your first priority?
Definitely songwriter, singer, yeah.
And if that same person came back and said, Jess, you can only pick one or the other.
Songwriter.
Songwriter. Okay. So you feel that's your passion first and foremost.
I think so. Yeah. I'm not like a big belty singer. I like singing and, I feel like the song is first. I mean, I would just write an instrumental, I am good with that too. Even though I'm a lead singer, I don't love like being the center of attention. I always tell my drummer, can you be in front and I'll be back where you are?
We've got Jess Robbins, of course, who's chatting with us today here on Border Crossings. You're going to do another song?
Yep. So this song is called I'm Gonna Get Out of Here. And it is one of the more acoustic songs on the record that's not as electronic or synthy based, and great for like an acoustic rendition. Jamie and I will sing for you.
All right. Well, let's check it out. Here are a course on Border Crossings. Crossing's going to get out of here, which we are in a few more minutes, but that is Course. Jess Robbins, who's the lead vocalist, a person who doesn't want to be the spotlight attention person, but she is by default for the group Course, which is a relatively new band, I guess. You know, we're talking 2021 was the first album, so that's only 2 years ago. Yeah. And before that, you had a great solo career. What made you decide you wanted to do a band instead of your solo career?
Because I don't like my name. It's like me. And it's, I always thought like, it's not just me. It's all these other people who have contributed, whether it's my band or just me, Kyle and Jamie. It's never just, if it's Jess Robbins, then it's like, it just feels like that's just me. And you think about like Iron and Wine, like it is just Sam Beam's the main songwriter, but he goes by a different moniker or whatever. So I thought, for me, it just felt better to have a band name, even if I'm writing the majority of the songs. But like now I feel like Jamie wants to sing lead on the new, on a new, if we do a new album, on the next album, that she would actually be the lead singer on a few and I would do the harmony. So to be able to mix it up, if it was just my name, it would be harder to do that, I feel like.
Did you write all the songs for Tight Feathers?
All of them, yes. I wrote, again, one with Mary Pat, with the lyrics with Mary Pat, and then Kyle and I wrote a few together, but majority of them I wrote, yeah.
We're talking to Jess Robbins of Course, and so where can people go to find out more information about Course and about Tight Feathers?
Cool, yeah, we have a website, coursesounds.com. Course was taken, of course, course.com, because that's like, you know, probably most like colleges. Course is a very common word. So coursesounds.com. And like, we're on all the streaming sites, you know, Apple Music, et cetera, anywhere that you listen to music, it's there.
So is there anything you'd like to say to the international audience that are tuned in?
Just like, thank you for listening, and hope that I can make it out to one of the countries soon. And I see, and you know, you can see which countries listen to you, and it's really cool to see that like a lot of listeners in Europe and even, you know, South America. So it's really great. And so thank you so
much. All over the planet, 100 countries. So thank you for joining us and meeting a bunch of new listeners, fans, hopefully fans, prospective fans. Thank you for doing this. Jess Robbins is our guest, and this is Border Crossings on VOA TV.